views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Angel Healing House Radio. My name is Claire Candy Hoff. Through my business, Angel Healing House, which can be found at angelhealinghouse.com. I'm a writer and an author, an international radio host, a Reiki master teacher, and an angel practitioner. My inspirational books entitled Angels of Faith and One True Home Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness and my autobiography, I Am an Angelic Walk-In, are based on my recollections of our life in spirit, and they help us to remember our divine, eternal natures. Through Angel Healing House, I help people to let go of sadness, anger, bitterness, resentment, and regret that has kept them locked in the prison of the past, and I help them to let go of worry, stress, and control, which has kept them focused on an imagined future. And once they are no longer living in the past or the future, they can start to live in the present moment, which is the only place that they can experience synchronicities, miracles, and magic. As an angel practitioner, I help people to see their lives from a higher perspective with the help of an extraordinary group of angels who call themselves the Posse of Angels. Just like my angelic family, the Posse of Angels, I'm very excited to take some of your calls for that free angel advice. You can call into the show on 1-800-930-2819. Before we get to those callers, welcome once again to Angel Healing House Radio. I am Claire Candy Hoff, and I'd like to start the show today with just a reminder that we are in the last week of our current Mercury retrograde. This is the planet of communications that goes backwards several times a year. And I spoke about this in my previous radio program, that is actually a blessing. Now, I also mentioned, and many people responded to this, that I reminded people that in the first half of a Mercury retrograde, which usually lasts about 3 weeks. In the first half of that 3-week cycle, everything comes to a standstill. We become more introspective in order for us to be quiet and still and to review our lives. And in the last half of that 3 weeks, which we are certainly in this last week, we feel raring to go, but just a reminder that we are being in some ways held back a little bit before Mercury, that planet of communication, goes forward. And remember that just because the date for it to go forward is May the 3rd, it does take quite a while for that big planet to turn around and go forward out of its shadow. So don't expect things to move forward on May the 4th. Give it a week. Some people say 10 days. Some people might even say 2 weeks before you can see that forward motion. Now, there might be some exceptions, but for the main part, don't expect huge fireworks and your projects, you know, moving forward and phone calls and emails and lots of communication until that planet of communication, Mercury, gets out of that shadow. So with this being the last show in April, the Posse of Angels is rounding out this month's theme of abundance with a show that they're calling Change Your Work to your passion. Now, the topic for today's program came about because of so many of my clients who have awoken or are waking up to the same realization. Their perception of their lives has dramatically changed in their way of thinking about their work. Through various sessions with me, they have been able to release old programming and beliefs and have become crystal clear as to where in their lives they've allowed compromise, disempowerment, and basically settling for less to occur. This realization has been the catalyst that has opened doors for them to honor, acknowledge, and respect themselves when it comes to their lives, and especially in their jobs and career. Now, as a result, many of them have made positive changes, and they've left dishonoring jobs and made movement forward to do something that is fun, something that allows them to have creative expression, something which gives them joy, satisfaction, and a sense of fruition. What about you, listeners? What if you never had to work another day in your life? Every night before going to bed, you would be so excited. You would wiggle with excitement about getting up the next day and doing what you love to do. In fact, you would never, ever again use the word work to describe what you do. And many might be thinking that this is just too good to be true. Well, you know what? That describes me to a T. Ever since I connected with the wealth within myself and I established my beloved business, Angel Healing House, you see, I adore what I do. I probably can tell my enthusiasm, and I have never referred to it as my work. I do not have days off from my business, as I do not need or long for them. I get energized and so darned excited by sharing my gifts and talents, not only as a healing practitioner, as an author, as a writer, as a speaker, as a radio host and angel practitioner. This is because 14 years ago, after 47 years of searching and wondering what I would do when I grew up, I discovered who I am. And I discovered who I am is, in fact, inextricably linked with what I love doing. As a result, ever since 2003, I have felt whole and complete, prosperous and wealthy by allowing myself this creative expression. It has been extraordinary how many clients of mine who have come depressed and unfulfilled. These clients all knew on some level what they loved doing when they were children. Many revealed that they would get lost for hours drawing or painting or putting on costumes and making up plays. And there were others who loved music and loved singing. You know, when I was a child, I used to get lost for hours and hours as I excitedly wrote and created the most wildly creative stories and tales from my imagination. My parents say that I lived in another world, and I loved telling and reading these stories to people. I then would take my stories and I'd put plays on in our backyard with my friends and my younger brothers. Okay, I must admit that my younger brothers were not always as enthusiastic in participating as I was, but then again, an older sister can be quite persuasive. But as I got older, instead of pursuing what I creatively loved doing, I listened to the very practical advice of others. When I told my parents and my career counselor in high school that I wanted to be a writer, both of them said to me, "How are you going to make any money doing that? What, do you want to be a starving writer?" Disregarding what I wanted to do, they advised me to do something sensible with my life, like becoming a primary school teacher, a nurse, or a secretary. You know, I went on to become a wonderful primary school teacher, but I was also a wonderful anorexic and wonderfully depressed primary school teacher, as I was living someone else's representation of what my life should look at, should look like. As I had given up control of who I was, I sought to gain control over some portion of my life through my food issues. I basically silenced the fullness, the wealth, the riches of my excitement within, and I was literally and figuratively starving without it. You know, having dimmed my beautiful light within, I then drew to myself a controlling, abusive marriage that continued to snuff the life out of me for 26 years. Now, to find out more about this harrowing part of my journey and how I found my light again to create my now heaven on earth life, you can purchase a copy of my amazing autobiography, I Am an Angelic Walk-In, which is the sequel to my former novel, One True Home, Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness. And both of these books and all of my books can be found at angelhealinghouse.com, or they can be purchased on Amazon. You know, once I started living my own life, making my own empowered choices, amazing gifts and abilities started to be experienced. You know, for nearly 14 years through this wonderful business, I have excitedly written books, created presentations, radio programs, seminars, workshops, meditations, inspirational blogs, and newsletters. As a Reiki master teacher and intuitive counselor, I've helped people locally, nationally, and internationally break down programming, beliefs, and fears to regain their childhood zeal and enthusiasm and passion for life once again. You know, within those 14 years of seeing clients, it became absolutely clear that the overwhelming majority of my clients who were emotionally and physically unwell were also no longer excited by some or all aspects of their lives. They too, just like myself, had shut down the creative spark within them. And the majority of those clients were also miserable about their financial situations. Because they lost the richness within themselves, that scarcity and lack was reflected outside of them in their reality. Each one of us is special and unique, but what we do all have in common is that we know we're not happy with some aspect of our lives. What makes us stay in areas of our life that have ceased to become fulfilling and joyful is so often the programming, belief, or fear that somehow we're not allowed to be, to have, or to do exactly what we want. Now, the majority of times, this is brought about because we are following what we were taught to do. And in these days of enlightenment, awareness, and disclosure, the world is truly waking up to realize that the prescribed way of doing things in the past don't work anymore. You know, as a child being born in the 50s, experiencing both parents who experienced the depression and the scarcity around World War II, we were taught to get a secure job, hold on to it forever, no matter what, and retire at the age of 65 and basically go home and die. That doesn't sound like a recipe for a very fulfilling life to me. You know, I experienced an example of this when a friend posted the following message for help on Facebook. She wrote, "Does anyone have any good ideas how to promote workshops? I use Facebook and LinkedIn and Twitter and emails and newsletters, networking groups, women's groups, but still not getting the numbers up as yet. Any ideas would be appreciated." You know, I smiled when I read her post, as this was exactly what I would have done in the past. Just like this lovely friend, I used to regularly post things on my networking sites, and I went to many networking groups, and I followed all the tried and true ways that people have been able to increase their client base in years gone by. But it finally dawned on me that with all the positive conscious changes that I had made in my life, I really was not the same person that I was before. By making changes to become the person that I am, I realized that the so-called tried and true ways just may not be so tried and true anymore for the new me. This friend was faithfully following the old paradigm of how we were taught to be programmed to promote and run a business. But what she failed to take into account was that each and every one of us is awaking to our own version of heaven on earth. And in this new age, we begin to understand that life is not about promoting ourselves, as the universe already knows how spectacular, successful, abundant, and divine that each one of us is. Life in the new age is about allowing ourselves to be in joy and bliss and passionately create for creation's sake. Now, this is a very different concept, and in many ways, it's more of a case of living joyfully rather than doing business, which when you dissect the word business, it can be broken down to busy, B-U-S-I, or B-U-S-Y, busyness. By putting our emphasis on being happy and creating, we take our efforts off of trying to control how to promote ourselves. And in this way, the universe is given 100% free rein on bringing us the answers to our prayers and fulfilling the intentions in our heart to bring, for example, more clients or more exposure and just the right connections and opportunities our way. You know, listeners, I love this quote. The Buddha became enlightened only after he had done all that he could do and had given up. When we give up our expectations and our attachments as to the usual ways that busyness should or have to come to us, then God and the angels have their complete freedom to send us people in the most limitless ways and sometimes convoluted of ways. For instance, I have gained more clients by treating myself to a pedicure, something that I love, instead of sitting in my office wondering how to promote myself. Last time I treated myself, I sat next to a pair of sisters getting their nails done for their sister's wedding. They both ended up booking sessions, and then each one referred more people to me. It was a veritable vein to a gold mine which opened up. Why? Well, I believe my vibrations and energies were so bright and joyful getting my nails done that the universe then equaled that brightness and joy and filled my previously set intentions and prayers about doing more what I love doing. Remember, the universe does not work in straight lines and it does not work logically. The more we follow the barometer of joy in our hearts and we let go of the prescribed ways of things working out, then God and the miracles and the magic can work unrestricted, limitless possibilities of those miracles occurring in our lives. You know, the one thing that increased my business and other awareness of me more than anything else was allowing myself to have fun. In this age of enlightenment, we fill our desires and intentions with our creativity, our fun, and our joy. You know, for the last 14 years, I've said a mantra to the universe that has helped me enormously. I say, please send me people that I can help. And please send me people that can help me. And please, God, let me be open to receive the way that you want me to be of best service, for there is no greater bidding than to do your will. You know, if you do not know what to do in any given moment, most times it's because it's not the right timing to make that forward movement. You know, I am always so careful to stay in that present moment and look for the angel's signs and messages. And because we've been programmed to be human doings rather than those human beings that we are, we continually dictate and we try to control the universe as to the how and when things should happen for us, when this is not within our control. You know, my clients are able to turn their lives around because they truly do take their focus off of the external, of money, of material wealth, and they put their focus on their inner abundance. This is their inherent wealth within that that each and every one of us has by emphasizing the words excitement, fun, and creativity. Each and every one of us knows what truly makes us happy and gives us fun. It ignites our spark of creativity within. And I can tell you that the world is waiting for your gifts, your talents, and your ability to shine your beautiful talents and gifts and abilities to the world. I think more than anything else, I help people to proactively turn their lives around by helping them stop working so hard and encouraging them to do what they adore, by helping others to imagine and visualize a fulfilling life outside of the current box that they find themselves in. Then they open to perceive very different opportunities manifesting in their lives. You know, listeners, the sad part about all of this is that most times this box is a box of our own making, and we are the ones who are continually being active to keep ourselves captured inside of this box, limited box of our own making when it comes to our work or our job or our career. And although I've helped many people with this same exact concern, there was one client's case that demonstrated one of the most crystal clear correlations between well-being, wealth, and excitement. And I shall call her Lauren. Lauren was a beautiful, creative, and highly intelligent young lady. She was also an exhausted, depressed young lady, and she'd lost all motivation for her life. As such, she had to quit studying after her first year at college. During our session together, I asked her what she loved doing, and her face suddenly lit up as she told me of her love for fashion design. Her earliest memories were those of sewing patterns for clothes, for her dolls, and even the big family cat. This childhood passion of hers followed throughout her teens as she sketched her original designs and she sewed clothes for herself and her friends, although it was blatantly clear how much joy that she received from sewing and designing. Her father had other ideas as to Lauren's future career. Her father was a lawyer and had told Lauren that as soon as she received her law degree from college, that she would work at his law practice. And he started telling her this as a young girl and when she was in high school. Although she was not interested in law, she really did not want to disappoint her father, and she applied to law schools. She told me that as soon as she began to get accepted into law schools, she began to feel ill. In fact, once she went to college, she was in and out of the infirmary more times than she could remember. Completely exhausted towards the end of her first year, she was diagnosed with chronic fatigue syndrome. You know, when you break it down on a deep level, chronic fatigue syndrome is tired of being sad and depressed. To help improve her immune system with Reiki treatments, she came to my healing practice. I asked her to close her eyes and said, "Would you imagine that you had all the certification, all the money, and all the connections in the world. What would you be doing with your life?" You know, listeners, without a moment of hesitation, she said, "I would be designing clothes." She went on to tell me that she had a reoccurring dream that she was behind the scenes at a fashion show and that the people in her dream were speaking Italian. I told her that with each passing day that she was not fulfilling her heart's desire, she was denying who she was, and her body was reacting with despair, illness, and exhaustion because of the sadness of her unfulfilled heart. I explained to her that if she started to make movement toward researching fashion design schools, that the universe would pick up on her excited energies and send her opportunities, people, and connections to help her with her excited intentions. Well, by the end of the session, Lauren's whole demeanor had changed. She was sitting upright. She was animated and excited about stepping forth on the path to making her love of fashion designing a reality, even if this meant disappointing her father's dream. You know, it was several years later that I received a letter and a photo of Lauren at a fashion show in Milan, Italy. She told me that once she decided to quit law and to enroll in fashion design school, her symptoms of illness magically began to disappear. The simple reason for this was because Lauren was happy. She was fulfilled, joyous, as she was living her own dream and not somebody else's. When Lauren thought about designing fashion, she felt whole and complete, and as a result, she felt wealthy and prosperous. So listeners, please do take a moment here to reflect on what you are doing with your life and possibly where you have forgotten to employ fun, passion, and creative expression in your life. And while you're doing that, there's a reminder that you're listening to me, Claire Candy Hoff, on Angel Healing House Radio, on its beautiful home of Transformation Talk Radio. And we can be heard weekly every Tuesday at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. So when we come back from this break, we'll be taking calls from listeners for those free angel readings. If you would like some channeled messages from myself, Claire Candy Hoff, and my angelic family, the Posse of Angels, please do call into the show on 1-800-930-2819. We'd love to speak with you, and we'll be back just in a minute.
Have you discovered the remarkable books at angelhealinghouse.com? Author Claire Candy Hoff has channeled rare books of inspiration and insight.
Angels of Faith is an inspiring story of healing, comfort, and hope that reminds us that death is not to be feared, but embraced with joy.
One True Home, Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness, takes readers on a roller coaster ride through Angel Ariel's five most important lives on Earth, as well as her experiences in the afterlife, and helps us remember our own journey across the veil.
And Claire Candy's autobiography, I Am an Angelic Walk-In, which details the 2003 soul exchange that took place when Claire Candy walked out of her body and Angel Ariel walked in, creating heaven on Earth for herself and others.
To find out more about these wonderful books, visit angelhealinghouse.com today. To see your life from an angel's perspective, book a personal consultation with Claire Candy Hoff, angelic walk-in angel Ariel at Angel Healing House. Candy provides intuitive counseling, Reiki, and angel readings in person in Los Angeles or nationally and internationally via phone or Skype. She will channel the practical tools you need to transform your life. Call now, 831-277-3716, or visit angelhealinghouse.com.
Everyone, you are back with me on Angel Healing House Radio. I am Claire Candy Hoff, and you could be listening to Angel Healing House Radio and Claire Candy Hoff, myself, on Transformation Talk Radio every week on Tuesdays at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. And we are going to go to the callers today. Just a reminder that if you would like to call in for a free angel reading with me and my angelic family, the Posse of Angels. Oh, and by the way, I get this a lot. people ask me, why did I name them the Posse of Angels? And I did not name them. They give themselves this name. But I would imagine, as any good posse, they have my back, they have my front, they have my above me, below me. They are with me 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, infinitum, always have been. And they give me guidance and suggestions and wonderful messages. So I guess this is why they call themselves the posse. So let's go to the phones now and see who we have on the line. Our first caller, we have Jessica from New York. Jessica, are you there?
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Oh, yes. Okay. Hi.
Hi. How are you?
Hi. I'm good. It's been a while. I had a question about, I have been interviewing for this, management position, which I'm excited about the management part. The salary is not the rate that I would like it to be, and it doesn't look like it's negotiable either. So I'm just trusting, like, the universe that, you know, I'm going to be here for a reason. But I guess I kind of just wanted a message about it because I'm living in the space that I expect things to be better than I put them out to the universe. But here I have like a salary that's lower than I wanted, whereas I wanted it to be surprised and it to be higher than I wanted.
Okay.
So any guidance you could share about that would be great.
Wonderful. Okay, the first thing that I heard is, sweet Jessica, life doesn't work in straight lines. Okay, in order to sometimes to get from this point to that point, life has to send us in a different direction. Now, they're saying that this job that you have manifested for yourself is a stepping stone, and that these people, and they know your intentions, that don't ever think that the angels and God and the angels don't listen to your prayers. They know what your prayers are. But because we're here to learn and to grow and to expand and all of that good stuff, sometimes we will get to that that point B, from A to B, by, you know, it's, I love the song, Row, Row, Row Your Boat, you know, gently down the stream. In order to get upstream sometime, you have to go downstream, and then it will connect you with other things. So they're saying that there are people there that would be fortuitous for your growth and to help you along your path, and that this is going to lead to something else. The best thing that you can do is check in, like I said in the channel, check into your emotional barometer. When you take the money side of it away, which that just shuts all doors of our intuition, are you happy about doing this work?
See, that's the other thing. Not really. I'm happy about getting into corporate, and I'm happy about a steady paycheck. So
right. It's
in the direction of where I want to go. I think the job is going to be a little bit boring. Even the guy who interviewed me said, the people who know what they're doing, they're bored. But then I was like, okay, well, then I get to do my healing work. Like, I get to focus on my spiritual stuff while I'm there. I'm not going to be exhausted by the job, which
right.
is another plus. So I'm happy
right.
about other things, you know?
Exactly. Well, you know, even though we may not be in a healing practice, even though we may not be seeming to actively do our spiritual work when we're at a job, you can be the most spiritual mechanic. You can be the most spiritual, caregiver. We can each bring that level of that spiritual healing and those that divine knowledge that, you know, we help people remember and bring out the light in them in whatever work we're doing. And that's really important to remember. So it feels to us like this is a stepping stone. And there is a part mm-hmm. of us, there is a part of us that really needs, because money is our energy on this earth, when we are being compensated, and recognized for a job well done and our value, you know. Because those green units, when we get them, you know, they allow us to do little things like eat and have, you know, petrol for our car and a roof over our heads, you know, because we are human after all. And it makes our tummy relax. And so, you know, this is going to go a long way for making you feel more relaxed inside. I'm going to the cards and seeing what comes out for
Yeah, that's
Jessica.
Been a big thing for me. So that's why I definitely welcome this position and I'm going to take it because yeah. I want that stability for myself.
Absolutely. Okay, you're going to mm-hmm. feel so much better. The first card for you is the Knight of Swords. This is the Yes card. This is the charging ahead card, the taking action card. I just got shivers. And know that this is not the end of the journey for you. It's not the end of the journey for any of us because where your intentions, your beautiful intentions will take you in the future, Jessica, is that you've created this as another stepping stone, they say. The next one coming out for you is the High Priestess. Okay, this is the intuitive inside of you that and the spiritual teacher inside of you that is going to radiate your special brand of intuitive spiritual knowledge, and you're going to impart that in so many ways in your new surroundings. You will mm-hmm. be doing this directly, and you'll be doing it indirectly. You know, a lot of times we are chosen for different positions, and we think to ourselves, well, what the heck was that all about? But your vibrational frequency, and I have seen the arc of your vibrational frequency sort of lighten and rise so beautifully over these past few years mm-hmm. as you've let go and surrendered. Mm-hmm. And so you will be bringing much light. You'll be bringing much light to this this new job of yours. And the next card for you is the Page of Wands. And this is the fire card around getting your message, getting your special brand of who you are and channeling that, being able to move forward and channeling that into this new job. So it really does bode well. It bodes beautifully mm-hmm. for where you are at mm-hmm. the moment. They're encouraging me to draw one more card from the Doreen Virtue. I have Doreen Virtue, Mermaids and Dolphins. And let's see what this card says as well. You are more powerful than you realize. It's safe to be you. And it's the empowerment card. Mm-hmm. And never think that, you know, they don't want you to think this is a step down. They don't want you to think that this is.
I've definitely been hearing the stepping stone thing, but I just expect for it to be revealed once I'm there. You know, the mind wants all the answers, but it's like, just start the job.
My lovely husband, Pete, has a saying. He, you know, when people say, well, you know, I would like that over there, whatever that is, you know, sort of more money or more what success, whatever they deem success is, you know. But I am hesitant about leaving here. And he says, it's like the floor over there. He said, the floor over there can't support you until you get yourself over there. He
right.
said, you know, and that's right. That's the same with the universe. The universe can present us with all kinds of different and wonderful things, but we actually, through our free will, have to show the universe that we're making forward movement and taking ourselves there, and then the universe will support us. It will be either two things will happen, and it, you know, you might be there for 3 minutes, and you might be there for 3 months, 3 weeks, or 3 years, or whatever. And it'll be a coat which is comfortable when you get there. And when it is time for you to leave, the universe and yourself will co-create all kinds of things to get you out of there because you're needed somewhere else. To spread your light.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's very exciting. It's very exciting.
It is exciting. I am. I'm very happy about it.
Well, make
thank
sure.
you. I feel better. It was just like my, yeah.
Make
it was
sure
just
you
my
make,
little mind. So I'm gonna
go. I know, and we all default back to, you know, getting that little bit of worry, or is this the right thing to do? But I wanted to say, make sure you call in again and tell us about the next step for you.
Okay, I'll do that. Thank you.
Lovely.
Thank you
okay,
much.
You
I
have a gorgeous
it.
Day. Take care. Bless you.
Okay, you too. Bye-bye.
Bye. And that's a wonderful reminder. Wonderful reminder. Thank you so much, Jessica, for calling in. Wonderful reminder for all of us that life is about stepping stones. I mean, we all have our intentions. We all have our desires, our dreams, our wishes. We pray for things. But at some stage, we really have to let go of the attachment and the expectation to how that shows up in our life. And a lot of people say, well, you know, I will take a position, but it only has to be in a certain location. It only has to come with a certain, you know, sort of salary. It only has to blah, 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 blah. And the universe knows what is greatest for us to be of service, for us to shine our light the brightest, for our souls to grow. And so it will direct us. It will direct us to those situations, those people, opportunities, and connections, which are of highest, I say, greatest good for ourselves and the greatest good for all concerned. Just a reminder, if you'd like to call in for a free angel reading with myself, Claire Candy Hoff, and my lovely angelic family, the Posse of Angels, that number to call in is 1-800-930-2819. Let's go to our next caller. We have Stephanie from New York. It seems to be a New York day. Let's go to Stephanie. Stephanie, are you there?
Yes. Hi.
Hi. How are you?
Hello.
Yes. Can you hear me?
I'm okay. Yes. 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 Yes.
How are you feeling?
I'm still. You know, I don't have the fever. I don't think, this week, but I'm still not quite there.
Okay.
I had some blood work done last week, and they saw that my vitamin D is, like, very, very, very low, and my thyroid is a little high.
Uh-huh.
But I don't know if anyone's going to take that. Maybe the functional doctor that I see on Friday, my primary regular one, is like, well, it's high, but it's not that much higher than normal, so he's, like, ignoring it. But I think maybe that's not good. But he was concerned about the vitamin D, so I took a ton of blood work yesterday, and we're waiting for results on that. And I'm still in pain. So my foot doctor, I had like four doctor's appointments yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Like stem cell stuff, which I'm a little nervous about, but maybe will help like regrow the healthy tissue.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I'm feeling a little overwhelmed. If the vitamin D is the fine stuff or even the thyroid, then I guess I'm happy that they found it. But
yes.
I think my regular doctor is concerned that there's maybe other issues going on alongside it. So we're trying to do detective work with that.
Yeah. I was going to say it's interesting that that you brought up vitamin D, because I was able to my thyroid was out of whack for many years, especially after I went through menopause, and one of the things was I hardly had any vitamin D inside of me, and once I started taking vitamin D, and vitamin D is one of those things that please don't just take it to take it. Please get yourself, listeners, tested. you know, to know how much to take. But it accumulates in your system over such a short amount of time. So you may not see results for like 6 months or even a year, some people 18 months. So once I accumulated those vitamin D levels, and I did other things for my thyroid as well, then you know, my thyroid started functioning and being a happy little chappy. So the Posse of Angels are actually saying for you, Stephanie, that you are so blessed to have so many people around you. And look what you created, all of these people around to help you. So did you want a general reading today?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Let's go to the cards and see what comes out. Let's see. First card that comes, oh, isn't this nice? It's the Ten of Cups. The Ten of Cups is the emotional fulfillment card. They want you to spend some time. I know it's difficult when we're depleted, especially when we've had fever for quite some time, and then the body is depleted. We don't have much energy, but they really want you to take time, and they want you to, and I know that you do this, but they want you to really be active in it and say, I am so blessed to have all these people helping me. I am just so blessed to have those, you know, professionals around me, you know, to be able to guide me and you know, to help me be in perfect health. Isn't that lovely? That's a beautiful card that comes out, first of all. The next card that comes
out. That is nice. And by the way, you know, I wish I were like that, but instead I was like, oh my God, it's so exhausting having all these doctors. So I'd be more negative about it.
So they really want you to turn that around. The next card for you is the Six of Cups. This is the child card. They want you to you know, be like a child. Allow others to look after you. Don't rail against it saying, oh, I wish I could look after myself. I don't need these people. Sometimes we have to be the giver and sometimes we have to be the receiver. It's amazing how that happens in our life. And the next card for you is the card of change. It's the death card. It's not that you're going to die. There's a new beginning around your health, and that's where all of this is heading. So I hope that's been helpful for you, Stephanie. It's lovely to hear that the fever is broken and that you're on the mend. So I'll head off to the next caller. Take care.
Sure. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Let's go to our next caller.
Our next caller is Carrie from California. Carrie, you're on the air with Claire Candy.
Hi, Carrie. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you. Nice to talk to you. Thank you for your advice every week.
Oh, you're very welcome. Are you a first-time caller?
Yes.
Oh, lovely to speak with you. Did you have a specific question today, or is it just a general?
It is specific. I wanted to see how I can support encourage or motivate my partner. He's in a transition right now in jobs, and he is looking. And I wanted to see how, what he can do to, you know, or what do you see for that?
Okay. In order to bring to ourselves the intentions, the wishes that we have within our heart, it's absolutely tantamount that we keep our vibrational frequency as high as possible. So many clients of mine, when they have done this exercise, has increased their vibrational frequency, and they are so very happy. If you can get him to sit in quiet reflection, drop down to his heart, because our hearts know everything. And first of all, he needs to thank and bless the universe where he is now. He has so many infinite blessings right now, and the more he is grateful and appreciative for that, the more he will increase his vibrational frequency. Okay, so once he's dropped down to his heart, once he's regulated that, you know, just gentle in and out breath, then I want him to say out loud to the universe, thank you. Thank you for my extraordinary job. I cannot believe that this job is mine. I get to work with like-minded people. I get to work at a wonderful location. I get to do what I love doing and to get financially remunerated for it. He needs to visualize himself doing this as if it has already happened. He needs to get excited about this, and then he needs to let go of the expectation and attachment as to how and when this comes in, because that's not his providence. That's the providence of God and the angels. His job is to get so excited, and it doesn't depend on money. It doesn't depend on anything. It depends on that level of excitement inside of him. So the more that he can feel like it's already his, the more he will draw that to him. Let's go to the cards and see what comes out for Carrie and how she can support her beloved. Let's see. The Six of Swords. Perfect. This is moving to smoother waters cards. And this means that by changing his vibrational frequency inside and by putting it on the things that he does have, then he will be open to receive more. The next card for him is the King of Wands. This is the card within him, which is the career card, which is him stepping into that empowerment inside of him to do with his career. And he got two sixes. And two sixes about her having more balance and more harmony in your life. And the Six of Wands is certainly that victory card. So please pass along that message of how he can do that and open himself to receive. So I hope that's been helpful for you, Carrie.
It sure has. Thank you so much. God bless you.
Have a beloved day. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
And let's go to our next caller. We've got Anne from California. Anne, you're on the line. Anne from California, are you there?
Oh, yes, I'm here. Hello.
Okay. What's your question, Anne?
Thank you so much. I would like to know if you see that there will be a development between me and the gentleman that's reconnected with me. Few weeks ago.
Okay, let me see if there is a development. They're saying yes, but they're saying please don't be too controlling with it. Allow it to unfold like a beautiful blossom, like a beautiful lotus, and don't put so much restriction or constriction on it as to how it's supposed to open up for you. Just have fun and be like a little child and see how this develops. The first card that's coming out for you is the Knight of Swords. Now, this is the full speed ahead card. So, yes, this relationship does bode well. But don't try to hang on too tightly to it. The next card for you is the Ten of Pentacles, which is the happy family life, which is, you know, lovely relationships. And like they said, they're just showing it as a beautiful lotus flower opening within time. And then the next card for you is the Fool card. And the Fool card is that card of the inner child. So have fun. Be playful and let it develop in its own timing. So thank you very much for your call, Anne.
Oh, thank you so much.
Okay, take care. Bye-bye.
Let me ask you that. Are you
yes?
still there?
Yes.
The thing is that the person reconnected with me, but in the last week there was no communication. That's why I asked you my question.
I see.
So you
well,
think that it will just...
Well, just, yeah, they're saying let it go. Let it go. Send him thoughts of peace and love and healing and light, and just ask that it unfolds in its most beautiful result. So I've got to go now.
Okay.
Okay, take care.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye. And we had a barrage of callers at the end there, and run out of time. So if you haven't been able to get on Angel Healing House Radio, please do call in next week as that wraps up the show for today. Thank you to all my callers. Thank you to my listeners. Remember that if you would like your hour and a half angel reading at Angel Healing House with myself and the Posse of Angels, you can always book and schedule that at Angel Healing House on 831-277-3716, or you can email me at Candy, C-A-N-D-Y, at angelhealinghouse.com. And also remember, you can go to angelhealinghouse.com to purchase my beautiful books, the services, and my meditation CD. So until next time, everyone, please do allow your radiant light to shine forth, and please go out and fashion an absolutely beautiful life for yourself. Love and angel blessings. And I look so forward to speaking with you again next week. Take care. Bye. Thank you.